Last year in particular, the move to go to 16 matches slap bang in the middle of the World Cup, I don't think helped. Well, it definitely didn't. I mean, we obviously had two or three games last year which we would see as a local derby that just didn't sell at all. Two of them were on World Cup matches when England were playing. But comments last year from Sky alone that any time they had a televised cricket match on the same day that there was a World Cup football match, irrespective of whether it was England playing, their audience on TV was down by 50%. So it had a massive impact. But the good thing about it is last year we played Yorkshire and Lancashire for the first time, hadn't played in our area, our region. Yorkshire was our biggest game, the first game of the season, with over 4,000 in. Lancashire, even though it was our last game, we weren't contending. Lancashire got a quarter-final place away from home. It was our second biggest game with over 4,000 in. So it tells you that at the right time and the right opposition, that there's still the appetite for it. I mean, eight games this year, we've got four Fridays, three Sundays and a televised Tuesday evening. It's actually quite a good fixture list, and it'd be quite interesting to see over the eight matches this year whether we have got competition with other sports that are around, whether we can generate more revenue. We did generate more revenue from the eight matches last year, and we had more people come through the gates, but in real terms it was about £6,000 or £7,000 more in cash, and it was about 2,500 more people over eight games compared to five. So, and it will go back to 10 matches next year, five home, five away. And we sit in the middle, really. We don't have massive operating costs to put a 2020 match on. A test match ground can have some substantial costs. So if they've got three more matches and they've got to try and generate revenue, it's those that sort of suffered. And we sit on the fence a little bit and say, well, we can probably make eight matches work, but it's not necessarily what supporters want because they can be two packed together. But we can probably also make five work. If we got five full houses like we did 3 years ago and you got 25,000 people in, that's probably as well as doing eight matches and getting 3,000 people in. So it will be quite a test this year. Well, weather obviously makes a massive difference, as does success. So if you ask me the question in about 5 or 6 weeks' time, when we're probably halfway through it, we'll find out a little bit more.
I won't ask you to do anything about the weather. I'll leave that to Paul DeMaury. But in terms of the success, if we're being brutally honest, again, to use your expression, yep, do you run in this, really?
We are, yeah. I think we've had, one quarter final. Remember it well at Surrey, which was a good game of cricket. But we've not mastered it. There's no doubt about that. And it would be nice to get a quarter final. It would be nice to get a quarter final at home because all those things haven't really been budgeted for. So if it was, it would generate more revenue that we're not expecting to sort of make. And to have a good run in, it's like football, isn't it? You have a good run in the cup. I'm sure Birmingham City won't be saying that at the moment. But if you do have a good run in any sort of competition, you get on a winning roll, it helps the club in general, it helps the team in general because it helps the team spirit. So if we can start off well, we've got some tough opposition really early on. When you are playing your Durhams and your Lancashires and things like that, but hopefully we can show what we can do in one day cricket, and as we did when we chased 230 odd against Kent in that 40 over game on telly no more than about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we've shown we can do it. We've just got to do it a bit more often.
Going back to 10 games next season, that does seem sensible. Well, to me and most other members of the press box, that seems the logical way to go. There was a severe danger of killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah, and I think there are obviously two or three counties that have done fantastically well out of 2020 cricket, and I think most people know who those are. But if it's not right overall for what spectators want, and that's one of the things we've said as a club, yes, commercially it might be good for one or two counties, but if your spectators don't want it overall because it's too much, too soon, too often, that sort of thing, then eventually they'll walk away from it. And discussions are still being had for next year about 40 over cricket and things as what will happen in that. But as we've said as a county, it is all about trying to put on what spectators and particularly members and supporters want to see at the right sort of times.